Thank you for holding. Is this Zach?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Zach. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Hi. Doing good. How are you doing, John?
So far so good. I got some coffee going. That's always good.
Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. It's early here in Southern California. It's only 7:40, so kind of clocked in, and these guys already started sending me calls.
Started early, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
John, if I am driving and I might get cut off, if I get cut off, is this a good number to call you back at?
This is actually our voiceover internet system. I could send you a text right now with my direct number and extension.
That would be great, because it's pretty likely I'll get cut off here in a second going through some little gaps and whatever.
No problem. Yeah, I totally understand it. I drove around that area a lot. Okay, so let me see what I could do. Tara asked me to apply some discounts to your listing. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were reaching out to you today, though?
She did, yes, because you got a new spot available for the local listing. I'm not super familiar with, like, we just barely started a Google Ads campaign, and this local splash, where will I see this online?
Yeah, so, I mean, I do want to start by saying Google Ads isn't bad, right? We're a Google partner, and we do Google Ads also and Google Guarantee. But there's a major difference between having a local listing and having Google Ads, and the local listing may be better for you. The local listings are the three guys that show up next to the map there on the first page. There's three of them. If you look up, like, tree services or any of the services you provide, if you look up anything, really, even if you look up pizza, the search results page is generally kind of looks the same, right? It'll have different businesses there. But we're talking about listing you those three guys next to the map. It usually covers about 40 miles from where your business is located or where your street address is. Google, like, sends this pin in the mail. And so if you keep it pretty local, this is good for you because you don't have to pay per click or call or lead. It's just a flat monthly rate. We still customize the keywords like you would with Google Ads. And obviously you could still tailor the service area if you want to shrink it or cut out certain areas. But the maximum for the local listing is 40 miles. And that's the only kind of real negative about it versus ads. Yeah. Because ads, you could cover as much ground as you want. But obviously the more ground you cover, the more clicks and opportunities you're going to get. The bill's going to go crazy. So it just depends on what your game plan is for the business from a marketing standpoint. The local listings are usually a lot more affordable, though, than running Google Ads. Even if you ran Google Ads for the same 40-mile radius, you probably wind up spending about double. So that's kind of a huge advantage to the guys that have the local listings. And then, obviously, working with us as a Google partner, we don't just work on your Google business profile and that first-page placement. You know, we would actually do a popular directory submission. So you'd end up on other directories and search engines that have pre-existing relationships with Google, and you could get leads from those too. It's things like Bing and Apple Safari search engine for the iPhones and Amazon Alexa device search results. They all pull from Google's top local guys there when they're doing their recommendations. So you end up a top option on them, on those platforms as well, which you won't see those features when you run Google Ads pay-per-click campaigns. Also, we list you on like Yelp and Yellow Pages and Thumbtack, just to name a few, as other trusted directories, and you can get leads from those as well. We also run Facebook ads. So Facebook is, you have your own Facebook business page, and then it runs ads targeting people who have looked for your services before.
Sorry, I lost you for a second. Still there?
Yeah, I'm still with you. I was saying there's Facebook ads that targets people who have looked for your services in the past. So it's more than just Google, right, is basically what I'm getting at. There's about 10 different ways we'll be able to generate leads for you, and obviously we'll monitor those trends. And then there's a tracking system so you can keep track of everything we're bringing in. But the price, since you're kind of cutting into this choppy area, normally it's $499. I could bring it down to $249 month to month if you wanted to come on board with us today. So it'll cut the rate in half.
$49 a month. Awesome. Let me think about this. Currently, currently I'm doing Angie Lee.
I know Angie's really well. Actually, Angie's uses Google to get the leads they sell.
Sorry, say that again.
I was saying, I know Angie's because they use Google to get the leads that they sell.
Oh, right. Yeah. You said that if I sign up for your service, you put me on some of these other platforms like Yelp and whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
And your service is a month to month. If I cancel your service, my listing on Yelp falls off?
No, you'll keep all your listings and your Google business profile, actually. That's probably one of the most valuable parts of doing this if you're a new business, is the Google business profile gets Google verified. And so when you're Google verified, you only have to do that once for as long as you own your business. Like I was telling you earlier, they send that PIN. And that's a huge credibility factor for a lot of people. They want to make sure you're a verified and like legitimate business online.
I am verified. I already did the verification process.
Perfect.
What I don't have though is that Google guaranteed that I see next to some of the
those are pay per lead.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The pay per lead campaign. Yeah, well, you have to go through a background check too. So there's an application and a $250 application fee, and it's a full background check. Like they ask you for social, everything. They want to look into you. And then they'll put you up in the Google Guaranteed, and they also give every client that calls in from there or that utilizes one of the Google Guarantee guys $2,000 insurance for the lifetime of the work, and they guarantee you exclusive leads. So they call you with the customer live on the line, and then they don't charge you the lead fee from your balance unless you set an appointment with them. So that's Google's most advanced form of marketing to date, yeah. That just came out of January of last year.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, you say this is month to month. I can cancel anytime.
Correct. Yeah, we want everybody coming back on their own. So it's just $249 month to month, and then you can cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees, penalties. We don't delete your stuff. We'll just stop doing the optimization that's keeping you on the first page.
Okay.
If you leave.
Interesting. All right. $250 a month. And that's startup and everything. There's no
additional charges, no lead fees, no click fees, no call fees. So just that one-time payment each month, that's it. And then we have the tracking system there, so we'll be able to show you every lead, click, call we're bringing in for you each month.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Good tracking program. So right now, because I got Angie Lee, of course that shows me my leads from Angie.
Right. And that's why I mentioned that.
Can I also kind of, can I add my Angie leads tracking, or how do I say it? So you've got a tracking system.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if I can also put my Angie leads, like, can I input leads from other sources into your tracking system, if that makes sense?
Well, I mean, it is a CRM, so there is a section where you can go punch in a different number and information, maybe put some notes in from that client. But the idea for the tracking system is mainly just to keep track of your leads from Google, Facebook, all the directories that we create for you, so that way you have kind of like a centralized hub. And then when you request reviews, it actually is only going to send the customer the link to your Google business profile so they can write a Google review. Because the Google reviews are the best ones, honestly. Like, even if you leave our service, you still keep all your reviews. You cancel Angie one day, and they kind of hold all that stuff hostage for money.
Yeah, that is, I'm glad you bring that up. So does your service have any kind of an automated system for requesting Google reviews after a job or whatnot?
It's through the app. Yeah, we always recommend you send the link because it's a texted link. Usually they're already logged into their Gmail, so it kind of makes it convenient for them. All they have to do is click the star rating, type in the review, and hit submit. If they don't respond to that message within 24 to 48 hours, it'll actually send them another reminder asking about the experience. So we try to harbor those reviews as much as we can. You know, it's a big deciding factor. One, obviously, you'll see big changes being on the first page, but then the next thing they get going to go to is reviews and then the website.
Slick. Mm-hmm. Well, sir, let's set it up.
Okay. So on the first page of Google, I'm just going to verify some information, too, just to make sure it matches up with the Google Business Profile. So on the first page, you can only have one phone number. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay.
So, man, that is a thing, I got to say. It brings on a lot of solicitation, which is how I probably found you and whatever, you know, but still, I get so many calls that are just, you know, people trying to sell other stuff too. But
are you interested in a Google Voice number where it has like a press one dialer?
Dang, I'm thinking I might should do something like that.
Yeah, we could set it up for you, but I wouldn't do it here. It would be during your client interview, and then they'll go through some available numbers for you, and it'll show that number, and it'll say, hi, you know, you've reached the business name, and you know, press one to get, you know, and then it'll go through. So it has kind of like a small pre-screening, but it makes sure it's not like an auto dialer or an automated call system reaching out to you.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
All right. So I'll put in there that you're interested in the Google Voice number, and then they'll set it up for you. That's no extra charge either. That's just a part of our service.
Oh, that's rad.
Yeah, they say if you want like a custom greeting set up though, that's a one-time payment of $20. So that's like if you want to like do the custom greeting on the Google Voice, like thank you for calling the Arborist LLC, you know, it could be you on there.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, it's just a one-time thing that they'll do for $20 and then get it set up and then the number's just, it's all you. Okay.
Awesome.
All right, what's your last name, Zach?
Lee, L-E-E.
Oh, it's my mother's middle name. And then you spell it Zachary, Z-A-C-H-A-R-Y?
Correct.
Okay. I've heard some Zacharias and stuff, so I have to ask. and then what's your business email address where I can send everything in writing?
It's info@thearborismpro.com.
You have a license or insurance?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. Okay, perfect. All right. And then what is the business street address that you had PIN verified?
So we were able to, what the heck, how did that work out? So
did you do the video verification with you?
Yes, I did the video verification.
Okay.
We were able to like not post our address with Google because since we don't like use a storefront or anything,
right?
All of our search is going to the customer.
Right. Well, we're still going to hide it, but I just want to make sure that matches up because we'll submit the profile to Google right now. And so we just want to make sure all the information is the same. So that way they're not going, you know.
Gotcha. It's 72 South Mill Street, Bergen, Utah.
Okay.
84779.
Got it. Okay. And we'll keep this hidden. I have a 72 mil, but not a South mil.
Yeah, perfect. That's great.
That's it?
Sometimes they accept and sometimes they don't accept yet.
Okay. Yeah, it was throwing me off because it's giving me the same zip code and everything. It's just the South part. It's not there. 84779. Okay, perfect. And then you have this website, right? The arborismpro.com. / services?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Let me see here. If you're okay with me attaching the site to the listing, or is it already attached?
Yeah, that's great. It probably is attached.
Oh, let me see.
I don't know. Yeah, Google Ads campaign is probably...
Yeah, your Google Ads is different usually than your Google Business Profile. I know for sure the Google Ads does have it.
Okay.
Because you have to, usually, in order to run the ads. It's like, but that's a separate campaign. So let me just do this. Google Ads is kind of like if you quit the ad and you're not actively running the ad, then it doesn't really do you any good. You really want to focus a lot on your Google Business Profile. Okay, so I found one. This is it. It just doesn't have the LLC in your name. Do you want to add that to the business profile?
No.
Just leave it the arborist? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yep, that's definitely you, though. Site matches up. It's already hyperlinked. Okay. So go ahead and save. And then we'll leave hours of operation, everything the same.
Cool.
Okay. All right. And then we're going to want to interview you, also get you that Google Voice number. The client interview, they want to go over like all the services you provide, the area you cover, very similar to setting up your Google Ads, right? We want to get your keywords in the targeted area set up. And then they also want to just kind of interview you and you pick your brain. You know, we want to make sure that we're very thorough about the clients that are able to contact you. We don't want anything that's going to be wasting your time or their time. So usually the client interview, it takes about 30 to 45 minutes. We do ask for an hour window in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. What would be the best time to do the client interview with you?
Let's see. Do I need to be by my computer or anything?
No, I mean, it's mostly general knowledge information. I feel like you're going to know all this stuff off the top of your head as far as, like, what services you can do and what services you can do. Geez, that came out weird.
Awesome.
Can and can't do. But they'll also have recommendations ready for you for your industry, so because of the Google Analytics system. So it should be pretty easy. I don't think you need to be in front of a computer at all.
Let me see. I'd have an hour window at 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock? That actually works out perfectly. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email, and then I'm going to text you 1 hour prior just as a heads-up reminder. It's an automated text message. Okay.
That's 11 o'clock Mountain Standard Time?
Correct. Yeah, so it's 10 to 11 Pacific awesome. Standard Time. They're in SoCal for the client interview.
Awesome.
Okay.
All right.
If you do see 10 to 11 PST, that's the same time.
All right.
Okay. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $249, Zach, how did you want to do that?
I got a car right here. Let me grab. I got to pull over. Hold on a sec.
Okay. It's actually good because I got to send you my direct number and extension anyway.
All right.
One second.
Yeah, glad I didn't lose you a little earlier. I was sure I was going to...
I was feeling it, though. We were kind of working around it. There was some points it was getting choppy, and I was kind of, like, piecing sentences together. But it's okay.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah, you just say credit cards are okay, right?
Yeah. Is it under your name, the business name, or both?
It's under both.
Okay. Let me make sure. Well, actually,
this is another business. It's under my name and... Zachary did Creative Solutions.
Okay. I'm actually going to leave it the arborist since this is technically going to be your write-offs for, like, you're going to write this off in about a month and you want it to be for this business because it is for this business expense. Okay. You'll just get it back that way. And then the 72 Mill Street is the same billing address for this?
Yes.
Okay. I'm ready for you.
Great. It's 4246.
4246.
3154.
3154.
0140.
0140.
7554.
7554. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
It's 03 of 29.
03 of 29, and then there should be a 3-digit code on the back.
471.
471. Okay. And we do have a security question in case you ever want to verify the identity of one of our representatives that contacts you, or vice versa, you know, if we just want to verify your identity. So you have three options for this. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do the city I was born in.
Okay. Where were you born, Zach?
Kanab. K-A-N-A-B.
K-A-N-A-B. Okay, and they want me to re-enter. K-A-N-A-B. Okay, answers match and save. All right, and then I need to do a voice verification. So if I say anything during their voice verification process that you don't understand or don't agree with, feel free to stop me. I could always rephrase things for you too. I just want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction with your business.
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line here, Zach. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Zachary Lee, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while using our services?
Yes.
Okay. We know what you currently have. It's just saying, like, after today, if you're going to add anything, make sure that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything. I try to give you as many bells and whistles as I could. You'll see in the service agreement everything we're doing for you too. So you shouldn't need anything else, but, you know, it's always good to double check. Don't want to pay for something you already have either. All right. All right. And then the initial.
I see a lot of times businesses will have like multiple Google accounts or whatever.
Yeah, but what actually happens is they get suspended. Yeah, the AI suspends them until we verify what's what, you know. If you have two businesses with like the same name, address, phone number, or a website, they instantly get suspended by the search engine. There's some that manage to have them up there for a little while, but eventually they find them. That's not good. You don't want duplicates.
Right.
This looks like you're cheating or trying to get on the first page twice. All right, where'd it go? Okay, so the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for 2 months when we're building things from scratch like this, from an optimization standpoint and the other listings. But it is month to month, right? You can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. The first month's payment is non-refundable due to the discounted pricing structure. It will be charged today. It is December 23rd of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $249. For that full platinum package bundle. When the term is completed, the agreement's set up to renew each month on the 23rd day, but you'll keep the discounted price of $249 for as long as you're with us. It says you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, please let us know before your next billing is due so we can stop the automated billing cycle. And then it says you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes.
All right. So I've just processed the payment. It says upon your initial payment authorization, you will receive a welcome email and text message. Everything's going to get texted and emailed to you instead of just one or the other. So you'll see duplicates there. It's going to be loaded with information about what to expect as a new Local Splash client. So the email and text are going to contain your username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. They're going to have a Google verification form. You do have to fill out that verification form. Even though you've been Google verified, this one's just a simple 20-question form that we want you to fill out. We submit that to Google, and then they'll go ahead and apply the badge there that you're missing. And then also the last one will have the full outline of the agreement in writing, okay, the last text and email. It's called your subscription terms. You do have to sign off on your subscription terms, so when you get a chance, go ahead and read through that. It'll have outlined all the products and features we're providing for you, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy. It's all outlined there in black and white.
All right.
Assuming everything goes smoothly with that, I want to officially thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard to the Local Splash team here. I got you scheduled for a client interview in about 2 hours, so we're going to circle back with you at that time and walk you through it. And then I sent you my direct number and extension. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you could always call me directly. We also have 24/7 customer service available to you at the same number. You hit extension 1. That's going to be attached to every text and email that you get from us moving forward.
Shit, I see all the text and everything came through.
Perfect. All right, Zach. So yeah, client interviews scheduled between 11 and 12. Try to be prepared for that. Sign the subscription terms and fill out the Google verification form. After that, it's pretty much smooth sailing. Once we got you up and running, just try to be responsive to these guys and get as good of reviews as you can, so that way we don't have you up there with a 1-star rating. I'm sure that's not a problem, but you know, they always tell me to make sure advise the business owner to actually try to get good reviews, you know.
Oh yeah. We don't accept anything but 5 stars.
That's right. That's right. I mean, if you get some really unruly guys, try to get a hold of us before they actually go and write something bad, and maybe we could dispute it.
Okay.
Alright. Alright. Well, thank you. Yeah, you could definitely dispute things that could be like detrimental or negatively affecting your business. So if you do run into some guys that are just like, you tried to help them and they're just unreasonable, definitely let us know about that. We could fight for you.
Awesome.
All right.
Well again, thank you very much, John. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Drive safe out there. We'll talk to you in a couple hours here.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right. Bye. All right. Bye, Zach.